There have been coups and military overthrows, but if events go as planned, this will be the first time one elected government has ever followed another in Pakistan. About half the country's population of 180 million is registered to vote. They'll elect members of the National Assembly. In turn, the Assembly will choose the next prime minister, the country's most powerful political post, as well as the chief ministers of Pakistan's four provinces. A bewildering number of parties are fielding candidates, but there are three main groupings, each with an aspiring leader. Local media say former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif leads the polls, heading the right-of-center Pakistan Muslim League. Current President Asif Ali Zardari leads the Pakistan People's Party, originally put together by the assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. And former national cricket star Imran Khan heads the PTI, a party that includes many candidates running for office for the first time. Political analysts say no party appears to have an overwhelming majority. Nearly 7,000 candidates are running for 272 directly elected seats in the national parliament. Voters will also choose nearly 600 members of four regional assemblies from a field of more than 16,000. Bill Dorman, HPR News.